relatively short tweet today. The Lord being our helper. God has in store for you. I said a while ago, we've got a purpose. God's got a purpose for you. Each and every one in this building. I don't care who you are. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. God's got a purpose. Not only has God got a purpose, God's got a plan. God's got a job for each and every one of us to do. What we've got to do is, like Brother John said, we've got to be willing. We've got to be obedient to do what God has called us to do. How many of us, amen? Some 46 years ago, Brother John shared a little bit of it with me yesterday. God began to deal with him about his ministry. How many of us were listening, amen, and took upon the ministry of traveling the country, hitchhiking, and hiking around and telling folks about Jesus? Who these great men of God, amen, the Billy Grahams, the others that have made such a great influence on people, the calling that God put in their life, and have God called in. Thank God for people who are willing and obedient to do what God calls to do. Brother John put it pretty plain, amen, as plain as you can get, amen. We are missing out on the Great Commission. That is to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I hold up my hand and say, oh me? Amen. We're all guilty of that respect. Amen. We don't take advantage of the opportunity God gives us, amen, to be able to share of what God would have us. Many of us, amen, as we see in this passage of Scripture today, amen, we'll use excuses. Well, I can't do this, and I can't do that. Honey, it ain't about what you can't do. Amen. We need to start focusing on what God can do. I can't do anything, but God can. Amen. I couldn't preach, but God can. I can't witness, but God can. He can use us to be a vessel that God would have us to be, to share the wonderful good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the lost and the dying world. Book of Exodus, chapter number 3. Exodus chapter 3. You bear with very familiar passage of Scripture. We've preached from many times before, but God gave us some different points this morning that we're going to share with you today in this passage of Scripture. I'll say this. Now Moses kept flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert. And he came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, a bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Moses said, I will now turn aside to this great miracle, why the bush is not done, or this great sight, why this bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God cried, called unto him out of the midst of the bush. Said Moses, Moses, he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither, but put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. The Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt. I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow. I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land into a good land, and a large, and a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is coming to me. I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed him. Come therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Here's what I want to get to. And Moses said unto God, who am I, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Father, we thank you for the word of God. We ask you to reach down. God, help us to be able to share, God, this passage. Share of the truth of this text in a way, Lord, that you might be lifted up, glorified, and all said and done. Father, we just want to thank you, praise you, uplift you, glorify you for all you've said and done. This we ask in thy name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I want to preach upon that thought this morning. Who am I? Who am I? You say, preacher, what are you talking about? Amen. Who am I that God could take somebody like me and use me for his glory? Amen, and his honor.
Brother John could tell you the same thing. Lord, who am I? When God first spoke to him and put him on his heart to begin the ministry of traveling throughout the country, sharing the gospel. Who am I, Lord, that I should do something like that? Can I say today many times we ask the question, Lord, who am I? Hey, man, when we come through circumstances of life, oh, Lord, why me? When we come up on things that we just don't quite understand, oh, Lord, I can't make it through this. I can't do this. What you want me to do? The circumstance that I'm dealing with, God, I can't make it. Oh, who am I? I want to look at a few things. First of all, we see the encounter, that was glaring. Here we find that Moses was out in the desert. We find out the first 40 years of Moses' life, was spent in a palace. But we know the story how that he had killed that Egyptian when he came against one of the children of Israel and hit him in the sand. And the thing was made known and began to flee for his life. And in the second 40 years of his life, he spent in the desert, taking care of the sheep, taking care of the flock. But it was also a time that God was preparing him for what God had planned for him. I said he was a little baby. Everybody knows the story. Moses should have died. Moses was condemned to die. But God spared his life. Why? God had a plan for him. God had a purpose for him. And yet I say today, God's got a plan. God's got a purpose. We may not understand it, but help us assembly. Allow God's plan to materialize in our life by us being obedient to him. See, Moses was in the desert taking care of the sheep. The Bible said here, verse 2, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. First of all, we see the encounter. We see God getting Moses' attention. No doubt Moses had before had seen because of the air condition and because of the desert, he'd probably seen a bush on fire before, but he had never seen a bush that was on fire but yet was not consumed. Why? Because it was the Lord Jesus Christ that appeared to him as a flame of fire. And that bush, can I say today, he came toe-to-toe, eyeball to eyeball, heart-to-heart, with the very Son of God that day. God got his attention. See, I tell you something. In our life, there'll be times in our life when we have that encounter. First and foremost, it is the time that Brother John shared about that young man that he met. That had that encounter when he received the Lord Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. It is when God gets our attention through the conviction of the Holy Ghost. Help us to realize we are lost and on our way to hell. And God gets our attention and realize, we're talking to somebody. Somebody's talking to us unlike anybody else we've ever met. His name is Jesus. And I ask you today, can you remember that encounter that you had with him? And you remember the time when God got your attention to the conviction of the Holy Spirit? How when the man of God spoke the word of God to your heart, shared you the gift of life, the gift of hope, the gift of a place called heaven. Do you remember that time when God's convicting power shook your heart, shook your soul, and made you realize how you was in danger of a place called hell? It is that encounter to find out that Moses had that day. Can I say today, if you've never had that encounter today, I pray God that encounter happens today. I pray God that this be the day God gets your attention through the preaching of the Word of God. This be the day that God arrests your heart. And ask you to understand that you need Jesus. Not only do we see an encounter that was glad, but don't you notice something else? We see in this passage of Scripture. And Moses said, I will now turn aside, see this great sight while the bush is not burnt. You see, I sort of said before, I believe old Moses did a double take. I believe he saw the bush, Then he started walking. Wait a minute. He looked again. He said, I will now turn aside. In other words, what? Amen. When his encounter with the Lord made him stop in his tracks, I made him go a different direction. I made him quit going where the direction he's going. I had to turn aside to see and look and gaze at what was going on. God gets your attention. Can I say today, amen, it'll cause you to stop in your tracks. It calls you to quit going the direction you're going. Amen. To stop and look and see what's going on. Then he said this. God called him out of the midst of the bush. He said, Moses, he said, here am I. He said, go on out. And I said, put off thy shoes from off thy feet. For the place won't understand this. It's called a gram. He began to, amen, tell him who he was. I like what he said in verse number 8. He said, I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. And to bring him up out of that land. I like what he said in verse 8. He said, I am come down. That's significant. You say, preacher, why? If you'll look at this passage of Scripture, you'll understand that Egyptian is a type of bondage. It is when we were lost and on our way to hell. We were in bondage to sin. Thank God, just as Jesus came down to Moses to deliver the children of Israel out of bondage, amen, into Canaan land, which is a new walk with the Lord. Even so did he come down to a place called Calvary. Amen, if somebody was lost and on his way to hell like me, thank God to deliver me out of my spiritual bondage. Amen, give me the opportunity to walk a Christian walk in his love and mercy. He came down. We see the encounter that Moses had. Then we see something else. We see verse number 11. And Moses said unto God, who am I? Who am I? Now can I say this? God dealt me about preaching. That's why, Lord, who am I? Lord, why are you going to call me to preach? Lord, I ain't nothing. Lord, that's more qualified. God don't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. He said, God don't take great individuals, amen, and make them greater. God takes humble, amen, servants, people that a lot of folks don't think much of, but yet takes them and makes great, a missionary, a great preacher, a great speaker out of them. Why? Because it's God's power. Heard that statement many times before. God don't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. All God wants us to do is simply be obedient, as Brother John shared. Honey, I say today it is us simply being obedient, but we are like Moses many times. Lord, who am I? What Moses simply said, Lord, I don't have the ability. Amen. He didn't get to use the excuse of inability. Lord, who am I that you shouldn't use me? Gideon, the great deliverer. Amen. Said the same thing. Lord, who am I? But yet God chose these individuals because they were obedient, even though they looked past their inability. They looked past their inadequacy. They looked past their inferiority. Moses used three excuses. He said, Lord, I can't do it. I don't have the ability to do it. He also said, Lord, who am I that I should do this? He said, what am I going to say? Who am I going to say? Here this bunch of folks, you want me to go to them and tell them I'm fixing to do this? Go to Pharaoh and tell them, who am I, Lord, that they should listen to me? God said, you tell the God of Abraham, Isaac, sent you. You tell them I am, the great I am has sent you. Hey, man, can I say today, hey, man, what we need to do, quit using excuses. Hey, man, why God can't use us? Quit using excuses. Why we can't tell folks about Jesus? Quit using excuses. Why we can't do this and do that for the glory of God? And simply say, Lord, here I am. See the excuses. Amen, it was given. But then we see the equipment. Moses said to God, behold, I am come to you. You shall say, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. What is his name? God said to Moses, I am that I am. He said, thou shalt say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me into you. See, God began to give him the word to equip him to do what God had called him to do. You see, we see a twofold function of what God told Moses when he said, take off your shoes. It is a reference to the holy place he was standing. In other words, take off your shoes, you're on holy ground. But it's also a reference to simply saying, even in the biblical time when one took off their shoe and gave to another, what it symbolized was simply, I can't, but you can. God told Moses, take off his shoes. He simply said, honey, you step out of your inability. Heaven, step into my ability. Heaven, you step out of what you can't do. And step into what I can do. Can I say today, hey, man, there's a lot of things that we can't do in life. We'll use this excuse and that excuse. Amen. When God, I can't use it. When God can help us through a circumstance, a situation in life. But can I say today, honey, step out of your shoes. Step out of your inability. And trust in a God that can. I don't care what you're dealing with. I don't care what you're going through. Amen. I say today, God can equip you and I to do what we cannot do for ourselves. God can equip you and I to go through what we cannot go through by ourselves. God will give us what we need, the strength, the help, the mercy, the grace, amen, to go through the circumstances and the storm and trials of life that we go through. And then we say, well, Lord, I can't do it, and we can't do it. But God can. Here, Brother John said that many years ago. Amen. I guarantee you, every time he speaks, he's still saying, God can. He's still saying, I can't, but God can. I can't, but God can. Amen. He said, I've always found a place to put my head. I've always got took care of me. I do it all. God took care of me. Folks, that's what it's all about. We see the encounter. We see the excuses. We see the equipping. Amen. And I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're dealing with, but can I say today, some of you, I do know what you're going through. I know what you're dealing with. And can I tell you today, honey, even though you cannot do it, God can. Even though that you cannot make it, God can. Even though you may not understand why, hey man, just trust in God's plan for your life. Trust in what God wants to do. Having the will that God's got for that, the plan that He has for you, and trust in Him that He'll do what needs to be done. And his equipment that was Lord's. Then he says, see the enlightenment that was good. Well, what am I going to tell the folks? You just tell them, amen, I am has sent you. Now, Lord, you tell me, God sent me. God's called me. And I say, I can't preach by myself. Thank God, I'm glad God, amen, empowers me to do what I cannot do. God will empower you to do what you cannot do. God will empower you to witness in time when you say, Lord, I'm not a preacher, I'm not a speaker. Amen, man, can I say today we all can tell folks about what God has done for us and how He saved us out of a place called hell. We've all got a message, your brother John shared. Honey, we just need to be obedient to deliver the message that God give us. We need to go through that great commission, have an opportunity God give us to share the Word of God, to share the gospel of good Jesus. Amen. To have compassion on those that are less fortunate. Have compassion on those. It don't matter what kind of clothes they got on. It don't matter whether they got tattoos or no tattoos. It don't matter what color skin it is. Amen. Share the Lord Jesus Christ with them. See the enlightenment. He said, Lord, who am I going to say sent me? Tell him I am sent me. Lord, how am I going to go? I don't have the words. I know it's great speech. Moses began to use another excuse. Lord, I can't talk adequately. My speech is inferior to what everybody else can. As Brother Lance said, I stammer and I stammer too much. And I do. I'm like Brother Lance. Can I say today, God can take our stumbling and our stammering. God can take our excuses amen, and put them on the back burner. And you'll find out when Moses, amen, got right down to nitty-gritty, Aaron spoke for him for a little while. Oh, but when he got down to nitty-gritty, amen, he didn't need Aaron anymore. Why? Because Moses stepped out of his ability. Amen. Stepped into God's ability. God empowered him to speak. God gave him eloquent speech. God gave him the right words. God gave him the right message. And God did through Moses what God intended to do. And I say today, God will do through you. Amen. God will do through your circumstance what he intends to do. You say, preacher, what do I need to do? First of all, if you're here today and never been saved by the grace of God, you need to get saved. You need to understand Jesus here to save your soul. Amen. This is the day that God, amen, spoke to your heart, made you realize you are lost and on your way to hell. Maybe this is your encounter with the Lord. Maybe this is your opportunity. God speaking to you through the Holy Spirit, saying you're lost and you're on your way to hell. If you die in your condition, you'll spend eternity in a place called hell. Today's a good day. But say, yes, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, forgive me. Come in my heart and be Lord and Savior of my life. Maybe you're here today. Maybe you've been saved by the grace of God. God's been dealing with you about something in your life. Maybe a calling he's wanting to do. Maybe a ministry that God wants to give to you. Maybe just telling folks about Jesus. Amen. Sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, preacher, I can't. No. Step out of your shoes. Amen. Let God step in. Amen. Step out of your inability. And notice, not us that does it, but it's the Word of God that speaks in us and through us. Share the message of salvation. Maybe you're here today, you're going through a circumstance. Preacher, this storm, this fire that I'm going through is too much. And I say today, amen, you may not think you can do it, but God can do it through you. God can empower you, give you the strength. Give you the boldness. Give you the courage. Amen. Give you the help to be able to do what needs to be done and to be able, in the midst of it all, to tell folks about how good God is. Many folks that I've been at their bedside as they took their last breath, as they spoke their last words, many of those folks tell me, Brother Joe, ain't going to be long. I'll get to go be with Jesus. Can I say today, amen, I'm so glad that one day that I'll hear that call. One day I'll get that message. One day my job will be done. But can I say today, until that day comes, we've all got a purpose. And God's got a plan in our eyes. Don't give up. Don't give in. Just keep on fighting. Keep on telling folks about Jesus. And keep on looking up. He is the God that can do what we cannot do. Every head bowed, that's the message.